Melissa, a third grader who heard me talk about limit setting in a 45-minute class at school, reported about a successful interaction with her teenage brother. She said, "Well, my brother likes to hit me in the morning, but I know he wants me to be his catcher when he practices pitching after school. So I just said, 'If you hit me, then I won't be your catcher this afternoon.' And he quit." Melissa could have told her brother endlessly to quit it, but do you think he would have stopped? I don't. I believe it was her prediction that triggered the problem-solving mechanism in his brain. The choice was clear. If he wanted a catcher this afternoon, he'd better leave Melissa alone.